This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The three-day G7 summit drew to a close Sunday with leaders promising to tackle China's growing influence, fight climate change, get more COVID-19 jabs to poor countries, and keep up their economic stimulus programs. The summit was the first by the leaders of the United States, Japan, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Canada since U.S. President Joe Biden became president. Amongst the pledges made, the G7 said it would meet a long overdue funding pledge of $100 billion by a year by rich countries to help poorer ones cut emissions and cope with global warming. Aid campaigners said the promises remain vague and could undermine efforts for a new global deal to cut emissions later this year. The G7 also promised to halt and reverse the biodiversity loss by 2030. Israel's parliament has narrowly approved a new coalition government, ending the historic 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and sending the polarizing leader into the opposition. Naftali Bennett, a former ally of Netanyahu turned rival, becomes prime minister. He was sworn into office after a 60-59 vote. Promising to try to heal a divided nation, Bennett will preside over a fragile coalition comprised of 8 parties with deep ideological differences. But the 71-year-old Netanyahu made clear he has no intention of exiting the political stage, calling the new coalition a dangerous government. The vote ended a 2-year cycle of political paralysis in which Israel held 4 deadlocked elections. This is VOA News. New COVID-19 cases are declining across most of the United States, even in some states with vaccine-hesitant populations. But almost all of them are bucking that trend and have lower-than-average vaccination rates. Case totals nationally have declined in a week from a 7-day average of nearly 21,000 on May 29th to around 14,000 Saturday. Experts said some states are seeing increased immunity because there were high rates of natural spread of the disease. But Dr. Liana Nguyen is concerned that the natural immunity of those who have been exposed to coronavirus may soon wane. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that he expects his summit this week with U.S. President Joe Biden to help establish dialogue between the two countries and to restore personal contacts. In an interview released by state television Sunday, Biden will meet Putin on June 16th in Geneva for a summit amid strained bilateral relations on a wide array of issues. Putin said Russia would be ready to hand over cyber criminals to the United States if Washington did the same for Moscow, and the two powers reached an agreement to that effect. That's according to the Interfax news agency. The White House has said that Biden will bring up ransomware cyber attacks emanating from Russia at the June 16th summit. President Joe Biden and Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan have known each other for years, but their meeting Monday is their first as heads of state, and it comes at a particularly tense moment for relations between the two countries. The list of disagreements is unusually long for the two NATO allies. There's U.S. support for Kurdish fighters in Syria, as well as Turkey's purchase of Russian weapon systems. Biden also infuriated Ankara by declaring that the Ottoman-era mass killing and deportations of Armenians was genocide. Previous U.S. presidents have avoided using that term. Erdogan and Biden are scheduled to meet at a NATO summit in Brussels. And Pope Francis on Sunday demanded that humanitarian aid reach hungry people in the war-torn Tigray region of northern Ethiopia, where Ethiopian Eritrean soldiers are blocking food and other assistance. Francis called for an immediate end to fighting in Tigray, the return of social harmony, and for all food aid and health care assistance to be guaranteed. Speaking at a Sunday noon blessing, Francis said that he was thinking of the people of Tigray, who have been struck by a grave humanitarian crisis. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.